Minnesota, Biden appointed judge's order bans feds from arresting protesters. By Amy Furr on January 17, 2026. A Biden-appointed judge in Minnesota is trying to tie the hands of federal agents on the ground as anti-ICE protesters bring chaos to the state. The temporary restraining order from U.S. District Judge Catherine Menendez will ban the officers from arresting, detaining, or using chemical irritants against so-called peaceful protesters. Fox 13 reported on Friday, noting the order also bans them from stopping drivers who are not interfering with their work. Readers can view the order here. The news comes as President Donald Trump has demanded Democrat-run Minnesota obey the law or he will invoke the Insurrection Act, per Breitbart News. Because Minnesota Democrats, who rule the state and the city of Minneapolis without political opposition, refuse to cooperate with ICE, protect ICE from rioters, or stop the anti-ICE riots, Trump really has no choice but pull the trigger on the Insurrection Act to restore law and order to what is becoming a lawless and violent Confederate city and state, the outlet's John Nolte wrote. In response to Menendez's ruling, U.S. Department of Homeland Security DHS spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin said the agency is taking appropriate and constitutional measures to uphold the rule of law and protect our officers and the public from dangerous rioters, per WIF. Former President Joe Biden, D., nominated Menendez in 2021 and she was later confirmed by the Senate. Her temporary restraining order comes after leftist groups quickly mobilized and descended on Minnesota when a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, officer fatally shot a woman, Renee Good, in Minneapolis after she allegedly tried to weaponize her vehicle, Breitbart News reported January 8. Brandi Shufutinsky, director of the Education and National Security Program at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, said, "It's the same network of people that have thousands of Americans blocking the streets, waving communist and terrorist flags, and attacking law enforcement and innocents. They are stoking the grievance industry that they built." Indeed, one demonstrator outside an ICE facility in Minneapolis admitted to Fox News's Laura Ingraham she was getting paid to protest. More video footage shows the tense and dangerous situation federal agents are facing as they work to crack down on illegal alien crime. Despite the pushback, ICE has been arresting killers and child rapists who are illegals and also illegal alien convicts that include drunk drivers, drug traffickers, and burglars, per Breitbart News.